The state of EVs and charging infrastructure. I'm Robert Colangelo, and this is a Green Sense Minute.
There's a lot of variation in terms of EV adoption and the policy approaches they're taking.
That's Autumn Proudlove, Associate Director of Policy and Markets at the North Carolina Clean Energy Technology Center, summarizing their 50-state report.
Financial incentives for renewable energy technologies at the state level, we've seen some decline over time where those were really a big approach at one point. But for electric vehicles and charging infrastructure, we are actually seeing a lot of incentives available. And one of the really interesting things that we're seeing has been different incentive amounts being offered for low-income customers. So offering a higher incentive level to encourage them and to help them to have access to the market and to this technology. Even things like electric lawnmowers are starting to come up with incentives.
To learn more, visit greensenseshow.com. I'm Robert Colangelo for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.